क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
दिस इज चाइम्स रेडियो ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट।
5 ओशंस, 7 कॉन्टिनेंट्स एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज। इन दिस ज्योग्राफी पॉडकास्ट वी एक्सप्लोर द वर्ल्ड विद आवर लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स। टॉक अबाउट द कंट्रीज, देयर फ्लैग्स एंड लॉट्स मोर।
In the last episode of Little Explorers, we spoke about the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Today, we are going to talk about Republic of the Congo. Yes, there's just one word which differentiates two countries. Also known as the Congo Republic, this country is located in the western coast of Central Africa. Its capital is Brazzaville. Official languages are French, Kituba, and Lingala. And the people living there are called Congolese. The country is bordered to the west by Gabon, to its northwest by Cameroon, northeast by the Central African Republic, to the southeast by Democratic Republic of Congo, to its south by Cabinda, which is an Angolan exclave, and to its southwest is the Atlantic Ocean. This country's name is also after the Congo River, and it makes its border with the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The country's terrain has coastal plains, it has mountainous regions, plateaus, and also very fertile valleys. 70% of its area has rainforests on it. And the highest mountain in the country is Mount Nabemba. The country has 40% of the area, which is made of 4 national parks. There are also nature reserves, game reserves, and many protected areas. Odzala National Park of this country is known as one of the most important strongholds for forest elephants and western gorilla conservation in Central Africa. There is Noabal Nodoki National Park as well, which has wildlife ranging from elephants, apes, gorillas, chimpanzees, and bongos. There is also a very beautiful gorge called Dioso Gorge, which is famously called Grand Canyon of the Congo. It is a lush green rainforest which has red rock ridges and cliffs which rise steeply just ahead a jungle. Historically, around 1500 BC, there were Bantu people and Pygmy people who were living there. Portuguese were the first Europeans to reach Congo, and that was back in 1483. In the 1800s, the French reached this place and made it their protectorate. The day it received the full independence, actually, the Republic of the Congo shares its Independence Day with our country, India. They got independence on 15th of August in the year 1960. Amazing, isn't it? Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. Congo's flag is a diagonal tricolor. From the hoist side, it forms a triangle green in color, followed by a diagonal stripe of yellow color. Finally, on the fly side is another triangle of red color. So that's the flag of Republic of the Congo for us to know about other countries, their flags, and interesting things about them. Listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is Little Explorers.